What's up, what's up, what's up, guys? I guess it's time to welcome us to
the Nimrod Howard Podcast, where we sit, sip, and talk our shits.
And also,
welcome to the Nimrod Generation Podcast, where if space is the final frontier, then beer run to the corner store is the first step.
Well, shit, it seems like it's a crossover event in the making. A hundred years to be exact.
I waited so long.
Yeah, you waited so long. Actually, one of us, subject-wise speaking, has seen the movie for the first time 100 years after it was released in theaters. Yeah. But before we do any of that, I think because of the normal Nimrod way of life, we must all be sipping on something. So, ladies and gents, what are we sipping on tonight? I guess we'll start off with Joey this time.
Well, okay. Well, this is going to be a different one. Spoiler, y'all. I have nothing today. I'm sober bober. I'm no drinking today.
But hey, was the movie that bad?
You gotta switch it up. Keep it real for the peeps.
Gotta keep it real for the peeps.
He's referring to another movie that we will be talking about on the future episode of the Nimrod Howard Podcast called Bad Candy.
Keep an eye out for that one. All right.
Reminds me of this little PSA thing I saw when I was a lot younger. It was like claymation, almost claymation, but it was like drawn, like a kid drew something and it was against drugs, and the kid like finds drugs on the floor. He's like, "Ooh, candy!" He takes them, and he's like, "Oh, bad candy!" Falls over.
What the fuck? Was the Tim Burton the director of this?
I don't.
All right, Vincent, what are you sipping on?
Well, I got me rum, a little bit of Blue Cherry Bay rum, and Diet Dr. Pepper here with a little cherry juice thrown on in.
I feel like I should have drank this on a previous episode of Horror. It is the Shiner Tex Hex IPA beer. Because we had done the episode of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, maybe this should have been the right beer to have at that time.
That is true.
Yeah. Apparently it's like a cactus. Like.
Sounds disgusting. But
I know. It's like cactus water IPA flavored. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's
got the nopales.
Pinche nopal me está saliendo right here, güey. That's fucking weird.
I could imagine.
You're the Indian one that likes IPAs.
Indian pale ale brewed with cactus water. That is fucking weird. It is like, it's like an IPA light, and then you have the cactus flavor, like, aftertaste. Like, I don't know if you guys ever had, like, a cactus, like a cactus salad?
No.
No.
Yeah, like, when they chop up the cactus or whatever, and they put, like, the lemons on, and they put, the salsa and avocado and, like, some lettuce in it. I had it one time at work. One of my coworkers, my wife made it because she found out that my wife, like, especially my mother-in-law, she likes like the cactus and egg tacos, breakfast tacos. So yeah, when I had that, I was all like, this ain't so fucking bad, but it was the lemon. I feel like I should squeeze a lemon in here.
That might help.
Yeah, it might help. I mean, it's not bad. It's just fucking weird. Maybe let's just say that maybe I won't try anything like this for another 100 years. Why do we keep talking about 100 years, by the way? If you did not know, Nosferatu was released March 4th, 1922. At the day of this recording, we're a day late. But
a little bit.
It is there. We're here. Yeah. It's the 100 mark. It's on Horror, we did do the 100th anniversary for the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. So I thought, hey, you got to keep these 100 years rolling.
That's true.
Well, if you want to do 100 years, which one of us is going to be around to watch the Robert Rodriguez film 100 years in 2115?
2115.
That's when it's going to be released.
Joey, you're going to be the guy?
Yep.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. The way our livers are going, I highly doubt we're going to make it back 2030.
Here's like the thing. Here's what you got to do. Got to find yourself a vampire, become buddies with him, then boom, you live forever.
Now,
it hasn't seemed to work out for Guillermo yet.
Now, please do explain to us, where are we going to find these vampires? Or Vincent, you might have the scoop there with the what we do in the shadows situation. Where could we find some vampires?
Well, with this and with us doing the whole Nosferatu thing, they'll find us.
They'll find us? Oh, they'll find us. All right, here we go. Just nobody, garnish themselves in garlic. They don't like that kind of stuff.
I know.
I think Leo just pre-invited every vampire into his house.
Hey, man, I could be like a living cake for them.
Maybe.
Vampires start drinking off of me, they're going to be fucking pissed drunk by the end of the night. So, yeah, we are talking the 1922 Nosferatu film. Black and white, blue and black. Whatever you want to say the original color was, to be honest. There have been many interpretations of this film. There have been many soundtracks to this film.
Yeah.
Joey, you said you watched one that was typo negative?
Yeah, like the typo negative one is done really well. As like anyone who knows Typo's music, it fits with it almost perfectly. And I think they now have it up on YouTube. I think. I'm not totally sure. I own like a DVD copy of like the Typo Negative soundtrack version. I've always, and I like started to do this, I was gonna like make a Bauhaus soundtrack version. Because like Bauhaus to me would also be the perfect fit for that movie.
What the hell's Bauhaus?
If you could just like isolate the vocals from Bela Lugosi's Dead and take them out, you could just have that song.
I mean, like
going
like
over and over.
Like half of that song's like vocalist list. So like you can just like recycle that. But Leo, you don't know who Bauhaus is.
I've played him Bela Lugosi's Dead before. He just probably don't remember it.
Okay.
You've heard that song, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
But they also have like...
Vincent has played that song maybe in 4 occasions since I've known him.
But yeah, Bauhaus is one of my favorite bands. And yeah, I think they would.
All right. If you have not seen Nosferatu or not heard of it, I'm pretty sure you've seen the stills. It's a Halloween like meme, not waiting to happen. It's already happened. It is, in my opinion, if you're not into silent films or anything like that, I feel like this is the definitive one because the creep factor holds. What is it? It is a loosely based adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula. It is not 100%, and it's not, you know, word for word. This movie was made in Germany, so a lot of the settings, everything is different. The characters in the original are different.
Because like they didn't have like a rights to use like the Dracula name.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The Stoker estate sued
the
company, and on their lawsuit, it mentioned and it was said that they were to destroy every single copy of this film. Luckily, we have a survivor or two, or it's just wearing like, yeah, we destroyed it and it did not happen. But
yeah, I heard they found it in a film house in New Zealand.
No shit.
Yeah, that's where they found the first copy of it.
See, now that I did not know.
The film company declared bankruptcy right after it put the movie out so that they could pay this estate.
Yeah.
Shit, I need to go to New Zealand, see if I find me the man who laughs.
There's a handful of good, like, lost movies out there.
London After Midnight, Lon Chaney. That's like, apparently for horror, that is like the holy grail of horror right there, apparently.
That like really is. I mean, because like I like seen it, but I've seen like the version that like people can watch. It's not it's not really like a movie. It's just a bunch of picture steals and like little like subtitles and stuff like that. But it's still
watchable. Like,
yeah, still watchable.
It's the bootleg version of it. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, yeah, because there's by the actual film.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I saw something like that. It was extended. I mean, I've seen them do it before, where it's extended versions of the film, but all you see is stills or grainy, rough cuts.
Yeah.
So, I actually want to ask Vincent this question. I know, like I mentioned, there's been many versions of the film. I know, I think you've seen the one on Amazon Prime.
No, I tried to do the Prime, but you had to have a Shutter.
Oh, account. For real?
Yeah.
Damn. Why didn't you tell me
about that? So I went to Tubi. Well, I found out. Too late.
Okay, so what version did you watch? Because there's a 65-minute version. And there's a 95-minute version.
It was
that are the
more
most
the 90-minute version on Tubi.
Okay, so well, I'm not talking about the commercials. If you watch it with commercials, were there any commercials on the Tubi part?
Yeah, there's commercials on Tubi. That's how it's free.
Yeah, but I know,
but they don't play 20 minutes of commercials.
Oh yeah, but like I'm trying to figure out, like in a silent film, like how would commercials come in? Like how would it? You know what I mean, though? Like right, like. Like, is it in the middle of a sentence? Okay, well,
it's not going to be how's it going to be in the middle of a sentence? The first commercial break comes in when Hutter, or whatever his name is, gets to the hotel room in the mountains, and he's about to go to sleep, and then the little thing comes up, hey, there's an ad break coming, and then boom.
Okay, so that's what I meant, too, because there are versions where they do, like, the Bram Stoker, like, names. Because I've seen, like, a couple where they don't name them, like, from the German, like, the original German names, or, like, they use for the original movie. But they'll use, like, Mina. They'll use, they'll call Orlok. Instead of Orlok, they'll call him Dracula, you know, things like that.
Oh. And they're not supposed to do.
Hmm?
So things they're probably not supposed to do because it wasn't in any way associated with the estate.
Yeah, but, like, when it became open domain, a lot of people did that. That's how like the movie was released a lot. And so the reason I say that too is because the very, very first time I saw it, I watched the 65-minute one. But like a lot of like the old movies, they spat up like a lot of the stuff. So like the characters are moving a lot quicker. Some people say when you watch like the 90-minute version, which I did watch, it seems like parts drag on more than what they're supposed to. Like, yeah. But this when people are used to seeing that cut and then watch.
It's a product of the medium. You're watching the movie and everybody's moving normal from what I saw. And then when they're packing up to go back to Germany, home dudes pulling coffins at the speed of light.
Looking like something out of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Or Benny Hill.
Exactly. Well,
Now we got to talk about what did you guys think? Like, we've all seen the original Dracula films. Well, have you, Vincent? Have you watched the original 1930s Dracula film?
1931.
Been a long time. Okay, do you feel like any of the... Well, that was also loosely based, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But did anyone...
I guess.
Did any of us, like, know, like, the actual story, you know, Dracula comes off old man, he de-ages, all that stuff, meets Van Helsing.
So, like, I didn't actually read Dracula until maybe, like, 10 or 9 years ago. So, yeah, I base all my Dracula knowledge based on movies, really.
So you're like the kid from Fright Night.
So I saw Fright Night like 20 years ago or like 25 years ago. I don't remember it like at all.
It's like, you know, those people that think, oh, I know everything about vampires. Like they can't eat garlic. They can't do this. Don't invite them inside the house. Yeah. You know, like a lot of the rules. Because they say that Nosferatu is the movie that ushered in the whole vampires being killed by daylight. Because, I mean, the novel would say that it's really, it weakens them. It doesn't really kill them. It just weakens them.
Yeah.
But as we see in the movie, old boy falls to his, well, it doesn't fall, but he wakes up to his death, apparently.
Yep.
Well, like, knowing the movie, yeah, he's just, like, well, she takes the quote out of the vampire book that he brought back from the Carpathian Mountains about make him forget that the sun's coming up by offering your blood. And then he's sitting there drinking, and then, oh, shit, I heard a rooster. And then that's it. Sun comes up, and he's...
Man, I think that would suck. Like, I'd just be outside sipping on a beer, fucking like, oh, shit, my wife's going to kill me. The sun's coming up, and I die. And then when I'm on the afterlife, it's like, what happened? Oh, your wife popped you upside the head so hard, you did. You know, like, I just saw the shining light. I think I was a vampire for a moment. It could happen.
Not that cool.
Not that cool. I mean, it could happen, though.
True.
Yeah, right. And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
I have not heard anyone say that in the longest time.
I mean, we're taking it old school. We're just taking it retro. this
episode. Maybe since, like, 1993 or so. So the last time I heard someone say that.
Old school. Yeah, just Wayne and Garth popped into my head. Like, yo. Here we go,
man.
So, going back to that, I want to ask you guys, do you guys think the differences, you know, affected the vampire mythology a lot or a little?
I'm gonna say a little. I guess not like a lot, but like more than like a little. I don't know, like it definitely like helped guide, especially like the cinematic vampires that we know. Then of course with what they did with the Dracula films, you know, going forward. But yeah, there's like the fact that he was the first vampire, and still to this day his like image is so iconic, and it had a strong influence on like the whole scene.
Yeah, because so,
there are a few vampires who look like him in cinema.
Very few, because everybody else looks like a very sexy young Tom Cruise, apparently.
Yeah, but that's part of the film, too. It has changed a lot of things. Like, if we want to get technical about the rules of vampires or anything, I didn't see them invite him into the house. He just went in there.
Would you invite someone that looks like that into your house?
No, but he was just killing everybody in town, and I didn't see anybody, oh, yeah, come inside. But it is when you see like what we do in the shadows and other shows like that, when you see an ancient vampire, they look like him.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, what was that vampire's name in the basement?
Oh, I don't remember.
Like from the movie. Like, oh, Joey, have you seen What We Do in the Shadows, that movie?
I've seen the movie and the series. Though I didn't see the last season. But there's three seasons now or two seasons?
Yeah, there's three seasons now. That last season is pretty dang good.
Yeah, because I remember like the moment when the vampire came out, when they went to the basement and they're like, oh, here's like our ancient vampire. And like he comes out. I'm like, fucking, it's Nosferatu. It's Orlok. Like he never died in the sun. But they called him something else. And I was all like,
yeah.
I remember just thinking it was like such a bland name. I'm like, what kind of name is that? It's like, you know, you had like the Wolfman and just be like, oh, this is just Gary.
Peter. They called him Peter. P-E-T-Y-R. Peter? Yeah. He was 8,000 years old.
Well, I'll be damn. That boy walked with Jesus.
Vampires with Jesus.
Did those vampires walk in the daylight?
No, they didn't. They didn't? That's how they killed Peter.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe that... maybe, I mean... Oh, yeah, that is very true. Like, or maybe he was the only one meant to die that way because he died, you know, maybe his uncle was Orlok.
Oh, he was the ancient one, so that's how they had to die. Yeah, okay.
I mean, Count Dracula didn't go down in no blaze of heat.
Well, I mean,
he died off screen going,
it's the same thing in the TV show, Baron. Often us, he got killed by Guillermo with sunlight.
Well, shit. Joey, did he spoil anything for you?
No.
No, that was in the first season. Oh, I didn't spoil the third season thing that you should watch.
I'll watch it. I think it's all on Hulu now, the third season, I think. It's on.
So, what do you guys think of, how do you say, like, what impact do you think this movie left for the movie fans? And because technically this is the first surviving vampire film.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like I said, it's probably, if it's not the most popular silent film, it's in the top three.
What's more better than this?
Well, there's like that, what's it called?
I do like The Cabinet better.
Well, no, like in popularity. I'm not saying like your personal favorites, but that Metropolis film is like pretty popular too. People.
But have you watched it?
I have not really seen it. I like own it technically, but I've never seen it really. And then
I've seen Metropolis. It's good.
Yeah, like for what it is and when it came out, you'd be surprised some of the shit they did in that movie.
And it's got some really good imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause see, like, yeah, that's another like popular silent film. And then what's that other one with like the moon guy?
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was was that called To the Moon and Back?
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Oh, the one they based that Smashing Pumpkin song on or video from?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't called To the Moon and Back. I don't remember.
It's my God, where the moon was talking, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit. It's on the tip of, it's like, it's there.
A Trip to,
like,
the Moon is what it's called.
That's what it is. Because like, yeah. I'm literally, the whole movie's playing in my head right now.
Released in 1902, it was a 12-minute short. George Molloy, a French name.
Yeah.
Melier.
Wait. Try to say it.
I said Melier. M-E-L-I-E-S with opposing apostrophes above the E's.
Now try to say it.
Millier.
Millier?
That's what I would say. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm not, then I told you so.
All right. Well, because there's that. I know like a lot of the horror fans also like that movie, Hexen. Hexen?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? It's not an anthology film, but it, I guess it's like one of the first anthology films.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like fucking has the devil in it and shit.
Yeah.
It's actually on HBO Max.
It is, yeah. I've been meaning to like rewatch it because, like I said, I saw like maybe 20 or so years ago. I don't remember much about it. I remember enjoying it, but I just don't remember much about it. I just saw it once.
I think the same night I saw Nosferatu, I remember watching 20 Leagues Under the Sea. Is it 20 Leagues Under the Sea? But the original black and white silent film one, not the Disney one.
Yeah.
So I even thought about it for like the 1920s. I think it was 1919 when it came out or something like that. I thought it was pretty cool to see a little submarine underwater, even though it was just like just the toy with the lighting being done for the water and all that.
And that's always like something that you have to like think about, like the time period, and also with even like a films today, you got to like think about the budget, basically what the filmmakers can like work with throughout time. You know, it's what they do with it that's like impressive. And I think with like this movie, what made it stand out was like what they did visually, that they brought this Max brought this character to life that was, because like the fact that they weren't actually speaking, you have to show like the audience something kind of shocking, surprising, like get their attention. And yeah, this movie's been over 100 years now technically, and people are still talking about it. You see it on like t-shirts. It's like image.
The image going up the stairs.
Yeah, it was a classic scene. Yeah.
And a lot of vampires since then, they do the floaty, flowing movements and just like with their hands up and all that stuff that he does.
Or the classic Rise from the Grave.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Aleister Black entrance.
Yeah. Can we say that, or do we have to call him by his new name now?
Well, that's his WWE character. He doesn't do that anymore, does he?
I don't think he does anymore.
No, he just, the lights go black and he's in the ring. Pay-per-view Sunday night.
You got all that. I know, like, I remember trying, like, when I was a kid, I've always tried to do, like, I'm like, I think I can do it, and then just, like, my body just go, like, it just, like, I would try to go up and then I would, like, fall back down, like, all right, this won't work. Undertaker style. Rise up, like, do my sit-up and shit. Yeah, that's, like, the best you could do. I mean, this vampire has, one, it looked freaky as fuck. BlizzKid used it as, you know the band BlizzKid, it's kind of their logo, to be honest. By the way, the song Nosferatu by BlizzKid is amazing. Very simple to play, by the way, but it's done so well. I think that even the lyrics themselves represent a lot about the character. I think the black and white does help a lot. Because I was listening to the Cinemassacre review a little earlier, and it did remind me, like, when you watch these old films, they do feel somewhat of, like, if you're watching a historical piece.
I mean, that's, like, what it is, though.
Yeah, so, like, It's weird because, like, you know, this movie is based more in the 1800s compared to 1922 when it was made.
Yeah, but it's not like 1922 was that far away from the 1800.
Yeah, and they say that the castle that the movie was filmed in to this day still is standing. Then if you actually walk into it, like, you can actually, like, there's like the scene where, like, even like the little part is over Orlok, and like you can walk in there and be like, that's where he stood. Like, scenes in the castle still look exactly like they did in that film. If you're a fan, you'll definitely point them out right away.
Yep.
And for the destruction, it was another castle, but the castle still to this day stands, and that's badass. Like, honestly, if it's like in Slovakia, I think, what's the name of the place? This castle is that. Oh, man, dude, I would have fucking just been like even on the side of the fucking, or like somewhere, I would just roll the, like, a fucking projector and put the movie on there and be like, you can come inside the castle where this film was filmed 100 years ago. That's if I own the property. Shit. You know?
Yeah.
But what about Orlok? Did you guys like the name Orlok, by the way? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you guys. Like, did it bother you that it wasn't? I mean, of course, it's Dracula, but did it bother you that they went with that name? Or?
I'm trying to think, like what I thought when I first saw it. Because, like, you know, obviously, you know, I've known it's been his name for a long while now. So like, I'm now kind of like, well,
you're used to it.
Yeah, and like, I don't mind it. Like it's still kind of like an appropriate name. It's not like it's Jeff, you know, or something like that, you know. So, So it kind of has that. So it works. I like it.
All right, old school, new school. What you think?
I mean, I don't give a crap. You got a vampire named Edward Cullen. Why can't you have a vampire named Orlok? The thing bothered me more was the soda straw teeth. That's soda
straw teeth. We don't talk about the Michael Jackson glove vampires around here, right?
Man, I know you like glitter, so don't even start.
I'm just glad Batman is not a glittery fucking Batman.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
Nope. Please don't tell me he gets glitter.
Hey, man.
Same here. I have not seen it either.
That's in his contract. He's got to have some glitter in every movie now.
Oh, Lord. Help me, please.
I was going to, like, originally plan to watch it tonight, but then that kind of changed. And then, like, now we're recording. So, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it Monday.
Well, I'll be dang. Well, it's going to be on HBO Max, like, in 45 days after.
But do you want 45 days of people, like, wanting to talk about it to you? And then, like, Facebook, like, blowing up with the spoiler, right, to you? Because, like, the trailer, I don't like to watch trailers, and I've seen, like, too many trailers. Like, because, like, I didn't even want to know the Riddler was, like, in the movie. All I wanted to know was Batman's in it, and that's it. That sold me on the movie by itself was... It's a Batman movie, okay?
Well, here's the thing. I only have, like, a couple friends, and that friend circle is you guys, my bandmates, and that's, like...
Right.
You do know, and you keep them to yourself.
I'm keeping them to myself. It's just I get spoiled all the time, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll see it when I see it. But, you know, there's other things that... you might want to wait for or whatever.
No, see, the thing about me is, like, I still haven't watched the Spider-Man movie. I know Vincent hasn't either.
I haven't either.
I have fought to not see any spoilers on that film or anything like that. It's all right. I feel like if I was able to still... I mean, there's things that were spoiled before the movie even came out. And it's the internet. That's the shitty thing about it. It's the fucking internet. And you know what? It's kind of like, I feel like we talked about wrestling in the past. The internet fucked over wrestling. The internet has fucked over movies because guess what? Some idiot is going to post a fucking thing going, oh, guess what? Guess who was on set today?
Yep.
In costume. And next thing you know, before anything gets released, before a trailer gets released, boom, motherfuckers in the costume. Oh, shit, we're going to see Electro. We're going to see this. We're going to see that. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, what? Because, like, side note to the Spider-Man movie, because, like, I don't like Spider-Man movies, so, like, I didn't mind getting spoils. So it's spoilers. Because I, like, one friend told me kind of what happens. And because, like, I told him, like, look, it's cool. Tell me everything. Because I'm not going to watch it until it's on Disney Plus. Because I'm not going to watch it in the movie theater. It's not going to go on. Why? It's a Marvel movie.
It's a Sony movie.
But it's a Sony movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's going to be on Netflix then?
No, it's going to be on Stars.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, I really enjoy the Spider-Man movies, and I haven't watched this one. Ooh. I didn't give the Andrew Garfield movies that much of a chance. I should probably go back and watch them. But
yes, please.
The thing is, I know a lot of spoilers, and some of them I'm like, oh, hell yeah, and others I'm like, what the hell? But I still want to watch the movie.
Yeah. See,
my biggest issue with that was, like I said, the movie was spoiled a month before it even came out.
And the internet has a spoiled society, so just whatever.
Yeah. And there's like some people who really want to know before watching something, which is weird to me. One of my aunts, she's like that. She has like see the entire cast list to see if like you know, she like goes like the behind the scene like photos, like, oh, they got sit photos released for this whatever movie. Like, yeah, I guess, yeah, you know.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Have you seen like the whole Deadpool Wolverine thing going on right now?
Is there a movie coming out?
No, Deadpool, the Disney Plus is working on the Deadpool movie.
It's already in the
works to start like filming and all that. Now the thing is, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds have been seen a lot together, and they've also mentioned stuff like, "Well, you guys are gonna finally get what you guys wanted."
Will they though?
But the thing is, it's not that they had a feud, because Hugh Jackman's like, "I'm never gonna play Wolverine again." And then you had Ryan Reynolds always trying to tell him, like, hey, yo, you know, like, come, you should have come back to do Deadpool 2, you know, like, just do a cameo. And they apparently, like, went into not a war, but it was a friendly thing. Yeah. But now they're, like, saying that. And because another thing, Hugh Jackman said, I will never play Wolverine again unless it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
The Ryan Reynolds Deadpool is now, and if it's already been mentioned by Kevin Feige, he said that Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool is canon to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As he also said that the New Mutants are canon to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Was that movie good?
It's okay. I watched it. It was on HBO Max. It's okay.
Yeah, because, like, it's on my watch list, but I have not even attempted to, like, watch it yet.
It's pretty cool. I think they went for a cool idea. It's a cool way to bring in the mutants, but it's kind of weird because I don't feel like it falls on the line of a MCU film. Man. Of course, it was made for 20th Century Fox.
Yeah. I mean, they've already got mutants in the MCU, but now they're going to have mutants.
Yeah, you're going to get Cyclops, finally. You're going to get Jean Grey.
And nobody wants that fool.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, they're like, Doctor Strange. in the yeah. in the multiverse of madness, Professor X is going to be in it apparently, or there's a cameo. And when they ask about the cameo, it's coming along. He's already said, "Well, they've already killed Professor X twice."
Yeah, but did you see the trailer?
I have not.
Then that's where you messed up.
Hmm.
In the trailer, they have this one spot. It's only spoiling it for you because you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got... Joey, did you see it?
No.
No.
Okay, well then, both of y'all, everyone else probably seen it. If you haven't seen it, skip 12 seconds. But in the trailer that they showed at the Super Bowl, Doctor Strange is walking around in handcuffs, and you don't see Patrick Stewart except in silhouette form, and you hear him say the line, "Should we tell him the truth?" Or, "I think we should tell him the truth," something like that.
Mm.
So he's in the movie.
So
they're saying it's mutants.
This episode has been more of a Marvel movie.
It's spoilers. But then
more spoilers, and it's an overall movie episode. We are talking about
Nosferatu. Yes, but I mean, Nosferatu has made all this happen.
Yep.
Like. How many of us were spoiled with like imagery of the film before we watched it?
Yeah.
Like how many of us would think of a way a certain vampire is? You know, like, because, yeah, like not every vampire looks like Gary Oldman did in the 1992, 1991 Francis Coppola's.
It was 92.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Not everybody was
one of Bela the Lugosi. Worst Dracula films ever.
To some people,
I think.
Exactly. To some
people, looks like Lestat.
Not everybody looks like a. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Bela Lugosi, you first heard him talk, and that's where you got the "good evening," you know, like that.
Oh yeah.
That
like Lugosi gave like the Dracula look.
A voice and the elegance.
Yeah.
Like when you saw vampires from between 1931 all the way probably to 2000, maybe 2000 literally, yeah, a vampire had to be elegant, had to have a good way of speaking, very formal, very not sophisticated. The word I'm looking for is like not the life of the party either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had to be.
Yeah, but I mean,
they had a demeanor about them.
You want hot take? Have somebody say that you said you want hot take? Have somebody say Leslie Nielsen was the best Dracula.
That is a hot take.
Is anyone on this podcast saying
and that was in '95? So that was before 2000.
Is anyone in this podcast saying that that is the truth?
Was a bad movie.
I will boot somebody on this episode if needed to be.
And I saw that movie as a kid, and I called it bad. So, so if I watch that movie now, I would probably really think really bad.
Yep.
I, for some reason, want to do like, you know how we do like Leo's Corner on Nimrod, our horror podcast? I want to do like a side thing where it'd be like, worst movies we never thought we'd watch again, but then we have to review them.
We talked about doing that because like we talked about what was it? There was this movie that I was like I refused to watch it again. Oh, it was Return to Sleepaway Camp. Return to
Sleepaway Camp, and I refused to watch The Wisher. Oh, you mentioned that to do a Nimrod horror episode. Now, Vincent over here brought up fucking Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why would you do that?
We got to talk about all the Draculas.
All right, let's be on. Okay, so let's so Vincent, your first time watching this movie. And let's just count the three Dracula movies that you've watched in your entire life. Not maybe, will this movie be in your top three? Or if not, where would it be and what movies would come before it? I want to see what Vincent has to say on this. Be honest.
I mean, like,
Nosferatu.
Only where, like, Dracula films or every vampire film that I've seen?
Okay, vampire films.
Oh, man, that's, oh, my God. More thing.
And I don't mean like, oh, there's a vampire in it.
No, like the vampire
is the Monster Squad or something.
Yeah, I mean, technically, he is kind of like the main villain in that one, too.
Yeah, well.
But like, you know, okay, we'll talk about a standalone vampire, like no crossovers, no nothing, because we do know that Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein got some good vampire love there too.
Basically, where like the vampires, or like vampire is like the main thing, or like the maybe not the only thing, but yeah, just like the when you think about that movie, you're like, that's a vampire movie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Vampire, Dracula 2000, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I would put it in the top three based on its plot or whatever. I would put it up there. It would have to be kind of like a standalone thing because this is the icon. This is what basically started it all. There were a couple of vampire movies before that, but they're like gone. Mm-hmm. So this is like one of the, well, it's the first like living or remaining vampire type thing. So you have to have at least an honorable mention or a special category where like this is everything that it's based off of. So you have to put this in reverence.
Okay, but the thing is like, because especially you, since you watched it, like, this is, like, fresh on your mind. Like, where would you put this movie now? Like I can honestly say that it is in my top three. Joey, is this movie in your top three vampire movies? Yes or no?
Okay, so, personally, no.
Okay.
Vampire films, and yeah, it's the top three.
So, I'm going to ask you next, what movies... Where does it stand, and what movies do you put in front of it, or a couple of movies that you put in front of it? It maybe could be 13. I don't know, so I'm not going to ask you to name all 13 movies. But you know, you understand that, right? So, Vincent, back to you.
It can at least be in my top five, yeah. I mean...
Okay, so it's in the top five scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. What movies would you put in front of it?
I mean, I actually liked Interview with a Vampire. I liked Bram Stoker's Dracula. Not so much when I watched it recently, but just the setting up of the whole Dracula thing, like the romance thing, that was kind of like not really a big part of it. Like it was. Yeah, because it's like, oh, you're just taking this dude's wife because you just want to. And, you know, she went along with it. Everybody's like, oh, it's the greatest love story because, you know, oh, well, no, she was already going to marry this other dude and he just like stole the lady, whatever. But.
Hell no, Beauty and the Beast is the best love story ever.
It's like one of the worst.
Quiet, you.
Well, I love that movie, though.
You know what?
I mean, there's a little bit of Stockholm syndrome in Beauty and the Beast, but it's
a little bit. It's like 90% of that.
Hey, bro, if a chandelier or a fucking whatever that thing was is singing to me that I'm his guest, I'll fucking fall in love with whoever he wants.
But like the Beast, like a force, kidnaps Belle's like dad, and then like he's like, whoa.
Well, it's not. If
you want dad out, you gotta like stay here.
Well, it's not our fault that her dad sold her like a hooker.
It is not the best I mean, love story.
Okay, it's a great film, though. It's not classic Stockholm Syndrome because she didn't come after him or, you know, begin to love him because he was just her captor. You know, they started doing things together and like finding out what the other person was like, not just, hey, it's time for your meal. Hey, it's time for you to wash yourself. It's time for, you know, whatever. And him making her do things. And then she's like, oh, look, he's taking care of me. No.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. Okay. You know what? You know what? This is impeccable.
It's my favorite animated Disney
thing. I don't think you know what that word means.
Come on, Joey.
Like impeccable.
You know what? It's inconceivable. That's what it is.
He's trying to throw Princess Bride reference in there.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
That's a romance film, but you know.
Yeah, having a couple
a lot of different kinds of films too.
Having a couple roll down a fucking long ass hill. What the fuck was that about?
I used to roll down hills as a kid.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I used to do it too, but when El Salvador, them fucking rocks hurt when you hit them hoes.
Yeah, that's why you don't go to El Salvador and do it. You do it at Herman Park, the hill right behind Theater Under the Stars.
Sheet.
Miller Outdoor Theater. That's what it's technically called.
Oh, man. This is great. All right. So, Vincent already spoke about his. So, Joey, you said not your top three.
Well, not my personal
top three. No, of course, yeah. It's okay. I mean, you got some taste in movies that some people. I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah. Yes, I do, though.
where would you put it in? Maybe name a couple. If it's in the top five, then name the top four. If it's in your top.
It might be top five, for sure, top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Films ahead, Dracula 31.
Mm-hmm.
Taste the Blood of Dracula, the Hammer film.
Hammer film.
And I don't know if when, like, count these films in there, but I love the...
If you say Twilight, I swear.
The Underworld series. So there's like two of those movies that would be above it in my personal opinion.
Like the Underworld films, there are vampire movies, it's true. But I feel like that feels more like how you say like Blade. Like it's more action oriented.
It is like an action movie, but like you didn't say horror movies.
You didn't say strictly horror movies.
Oh, that's true.
See, I put Blade before this one.
Blade 2?
No. Blade 2 is a piece of shit.
Joey, what's your take on Blade 2?
I saw all these movies just one time. I don't remember Blade 2 like at all. Like I just kind of remember
the cartoon. They had a cartoon fighting.
Joey, then you know what? Your life is complete.
I remember like the first one, kind of, the third one, kind of, but the second one, I can't remember like anything about it.
You're fine. You're living life just perfectly. Just keep it that way. All right, buddy. That's the only advice we can give you.
Can't believe I forgot about Salem's Lot, too.
Salem's Lot, which is a big.
That is true.
Influence to the.
Which we did mention on our episode. Mm-hmm. I would not put that above this one, though. I'll put that below. Salem's Lot, maybe like the top 15 or so, but Nosferatu, least top 10, maybe top 5.
Yeah. Me personally, I always thought that the vampire was like my favorite characters and all that stuff. But the more, like out of like werewolves, monsters, and all that, I always thought the vampire was the one that I was more drawn into. But then I realized it was just an emo phase.
My
It's
emo.
not a
Right,
phase, mom. It's like, of course it is. Now that we're adults, it's a fucking phase, all right? I
it's
don't care
not.
what you say.
I'm still going through it.
I don't care what you say. We are young. It's just gonna be a bunch of people that are trying to relive their childhood. End of story.
Yeah, that's why it's called We Are Young. Not we don't
Yeah.
want to admit we're old.
Yeah, because
When we
no young ass kid is gonna pay that much money to go see them bands.
No
That's
young
young.
ass kid's gonna have as much money to go.
Exactly.
It's
Shit.
called When We Were Young. So it's like already admitting to yourself that you're older.
Yeah.
And all these bands are like past their prime too. I think you're paying too much to go see these bands.
Like
I
there's only
think.
like there is like one band who's kind of a newish band on that. I forgot who it was now. That's still like putting out hits. Forgot who it was.
Avril
It's a band
Lavigne.
that like I don't care for, huh?
It's
I mean,
Avril Lavigne.
AFI is gonna be there apparently.
yeah, but they haven't made a hit in a while. I love AFI, but let's get real. They haven't had a hit since like 2006, so you know.
Hey, Joey's the one that said
I
it. As long as Joey says it, I approve
one of my favorite bands, but you know, it's like me talking about Depeche Mode having a hit, you know. It's been a while.
Get him. Like, get him, Vincent.
It's been a while.
Well, if Vincent agrees, then I'll allow it.
So like Depeche Mode actually has bigger songs than AFI has since 2006, which is facts. Because like
True
radio
facts.
will sometimes play like the new Depeche Mode single when it comes out. They don't play AFI singles. Like, yeah, we're gonna skip this band single.
Right.
Yeah. General admission tickets are $224.99, and
It's in the
VIP
whole.
tickets are $499.99.
But then, hey, you know what's a great show coming up? Danzig with a Cradle of Filth. Tickets are $35.
Okay, so we're gonna pay for their medication. That's fine. At Joey's face.
You know,
Joey's
like
like, fuck you, Leo.
when that show like first was like announced, me and Brandon like talked about going, but that quickly went away once the ticket prices came up, because then you know, getting to like Vegas, you know, getting and hotel, it just was gonna cost way, 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 way too much.
I was offered to go. I said, hell no.
Were they
Are they
playing?
gonna like pay for everything? You should have come. AFI, MCR.
No.
You got like tons of other bands.
No.
Thursday's like surprisingly a good live band.
I know, but I can see Thursday like in 2 weeks. Closer than I probably would being at that show.
But so no.
No, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you.
Oh, the horror pops, yeah. They're gonna be there too.
Bro, like, it's a festival. It's not like when we go to shows and we're like there with the bands. You know what I mean?
I've been to
Like,
festivals.
okay, Warped Tour is not that great of a festival.
It's not that great of a festival. Hello. Have you ever been to one then? It was like the best. You could
No,
see
that's not
Bad
okay.
Religion, AFI.
Okay,
You could see Rent. You
hold
could see
on.
the Casualties. You could see
Hold on. I went to Warped Tour and I
ACDC.
hung out with Courage My Love for a while.
Nice.
Okay, but what I'm saying is like that, yeah, it's cool to see those bands, but what about when you went to go see them at the Engine Room? What about when you went to go see them like at Warehouse Live? What
Oh,
about
yeah.
like when you're like more up close and like it's everything's more up close and personal? Those bands are the ones selling the stuff to you. I'm pretty sure people are gonna go to this show. All those bands are like they're like when have you seen AFI sell anything for themselves?
What do you mean?
Like Davey Havoc's not the one selling you the shirts.
I'm sure he's gonna be down there taking our $20 bills.
You know what I mean? Like back at
Oh yeah,
Warped
but
at
like
Warped
they
Tour,
don't do that
I remember even at
at
Warped
their
Tour, I
own show.
remember like but that's what I'm saying. Like you just named a bunch of bands that will actually you go to an actual show, they're the ones selling the merch.
Well, like
Even like
maybe.
even the drummer and bass player, the band Religion, last time I saw them, they were the ones right there fucking selling me my fucking t-shirt and vinyl.
Well, I think like the horror pops and bands like that might be doing that there because you know
Yeah, while
not.
they charge you like $25 or $30 to get it signed,
The horror pops not going for you
because
like a.
you're at a festival, yeah.
They might be like, it's cool, man.
Oh, you remembered me. Nice.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's not a worth a show. To me, it's just not. It's like maybe like I said, maybe. I can go see Thursday like 2 weeks from now, and I'm pretty sure if I went to that show, I can get
Yeah,
a
I mean,
picture with the singer.
that's like comparing the time that I saw AFI open up for like Linkin Park. That was the worst AFI show ever in my like entire life, seeing AFI live compared to like seeing them at like their own show. Yeah, it's always going to be better for the experience of like seeing that band by itself or like as a.
And here's the other thing. The atmospheres are different.
Oh yeah,
Let's
of
say,
course.
okay, me and Vincent, we were at the same Nine Inch Nails show. Did not know each other at the time, but we were at the same Nine Inch Nails show. The difference of the atmosphere of us going to a Nine Inch Nails show to go see Nine Inch Nails, but what if it was a festival that you had Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and all these other things? I don't give two shits about Metallica, but I'm pretty sure more people are going to be there to go see Metallica. So then I'm there trying to sit around, wait for Nine Inch Nails to come on stage. And then you got fucking Metallica, like everyone's taking up all the good spaces, even though Nine Inch Nails will probably play first, let's be honest.
Oh yeah, of
Then
course.
you have like everyone trying to like rush up to the front to go see Metallica. And then when Nine Inch Nails comes on, the music's supposed to get good. Then I might, for some miracle, be the little sperm that makes it into the bank. But
Yeah.
then guess what? I'm around nothing but fucking Metallica fans.
Yeah, you're gonna get Travis Scotted.
And what are these Metallica fans gonna do? No, but the thing is, I'm there to see Nine Inch Nails. And then all these Metallica fans are just gonna be.
I would have to kind of disagree because, like, you were talking about two really, really popular bands that share the same fan base. So
Not for the most part.
what are you talking like
It's a
I,
lot of the same family.
yeah, like I would say they're the high percent of Nine Inch Nails fans who like Metallica. Maybe not love them. But like I would say there's a high percentage that do.
Yeah, but like back in our day, you wouldn't see like too many Thursday fans like an AFI fans at like AFI music as back and forth.
Pre like 2006, yeah.
But
But
what is AFI
after
gonna play? I highly doubt they're gonna be playing fucking Art of Drowning.
well, yeah, like that's what I'm saying, like Thursday fans became AFI fans in like 2006. Vice versa, you know.
Highly doubt they're gonna be playing the same shit though.
What?
Highly doubt they're gonna be playing those songs.
No, like AFI is just gonna do like a best of set that's gonna consist of at least three December Underground songs and like three or four Sing the Sorrow songs and then maybe they'll bust up with like Medicaid.
All I know is that festival just it sounds nice on paper. but it ain't gonna work.
I mean, it's a festival, like, you know. But I think, like, people will feel ripped off. But you know what people will also feel ripped off about? That they're listening to a podcast based on Nosferatu, and they're getting, like, everything else.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're here to talk about Nosferatu, and if you're just joining in, we're talking about Nosferatu, and Leo's playing the jaded old man for this episode. Talk about the kids and their music.
You know what? I will just... One second. I know I can take a snap picture over this. Drop that motherfucking middle finger. Hold on. I know I could actually find a damn picture.
Get the double deuce.
All right, hold on. Everybody, drop a finger. There you go. That's the mugshot for the record books.
Oh, I am, like, close to the camera. I just saw my face now. Like, yeah, I'm pretty close.
Mm. Yeah. But.
Can't see.
Well, going back to it, I think I would put Nosferatu in, I think, as number 4.
Okay.
Like, when
we
you
change
really,
your mind.
No, yeah, it's when you really think about it. 31, it's always going to be one of my ultimate ones. I do think Fright Night, believe it or not.
A lot of people like it.
Maybe in 3. Fright Night's 3. My second favorite vampire movie.
Lost Boys.
No. I kind of like some of the music, but no. I'm sorry to say the Lost Boys. No.
Yeah, man.
Okay, you know what? I want to bring Nosferatu back to 3.
That's fair.
It's, I don't know. I mean, I like vampire movies, but... Like, the more, like I said, the way I got older is I just don't. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I have one to hit the 3rd spot.
Mm.
It has the greatest bat fight of all time.
What we do in the shadows.
Exactly. Vincent's on this side. That's why I'm pointing that way.
Yep.
But Nosferatu is kind of like, they're both. But Nosferatu's kind of been downscaled a little bit since I watched the movie.
Yeah.
Well, like, and I think we can all agree that it is a top 3 important vampire film. Could be, like, number 1 or 2.
For importance, I think number 1 would be... number 2, maybe.
Yeah, because, like, I believe number 1 would probably be, like, 31... I think
it
might be.
Because that's what the vampire is known through.
Yeah.
Like, through history, not history, but movie history. Like, if I had to pick a number 4, like a 5 one, it would be like Let the Right One In. I don't know if you guys ever seen that one.
I still have not seen it. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Yeah.
And, like, even, well, like, is that the original or the U.S. remake of it? Because I know that they both have, like, similar titles, except for one's.
I think the original is called Let Me In. Like, the original movie is called Let Me In.
Yeah.
And
because I've heard, like, the original
is called Let the Right One In.
All right. The original, like, really great, though.
So, the original one is more raw, like, a lot of the stuff. The remake, it's more for, like, U.S. audiences. Yeah. But they follow a very similar script and storyline. It's just the cinematography is different.
Yeah.
So it's honestly, they're both the same movie for I'd say 93-94% of it. But it feels different because you get, like, different camera angles, different you know,
yeah, things like
that. Who popped up in that beer? Was that you, Joey?
No, that was my slipper falling off.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Joey's over there having a drink. He's putting his head to the side.
If I add one, I'll let you guys know. Man.
All right. We know we went on music rants. We went on a bunch of stuff. But, I mean, technically, half of that is Nimrod Horror and Nimrod Generation put into a whole stew. So absolutely, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's the Nimrod.
It's the MPU version.
Mm-hmm. As I say, the guidelines. No, we have to do it. So I'm going to go first. Where people can find me at. And actually, no, let's do this. On Nimrod Gen, we do, will we recommend people to watch this movie? Yes or no? We say yes or no. But I know from horror, we do ratings. That's for whoever has not listened to horror or who has not listened to Gen. You know, this will be the crossover episode of as great as the Marvel versus DC, the Dark Horse and Image. Batman versus Superman. I don't know.
Keep thinking.
That time the Bruins kicked the Avalanche's ass. 4-1.
I mean,
5-1.
That was a daytime game. The Avalanche are not used to daytime games that early.
Hold on. Also, the Bruins also beat the Krakens.
I mean,
hey, whenever the Avalanche beats the shit out of the Bruins, I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna hear the end of it. So, end of fucking story. Whatever.
It's real nice to talk about all the teams beating an expansion team, but you know that's cool.
Yeah. And we know each. We know it's all for fun and games, shits and giggles.
Is it
serious business?
I mean, with the smile, he's the one laughing, so yeah, it must be.
Got my Avalanche slippers on too.
That's why I fell off your foot, because they damn couldn't beat the Bruins.
Oh, you're still number one though.
Fuck, I need to go. Well, then I need to go get my Bruins fucking shirt.
Too late.
All right. So I guess for this one, the rating will say approve, yes or no. Or you know what? Would you give it a thumbs up as a yes, watch it? And two thumbs up as in, like,
don't watch it.
I would say I give this movie a yes 0.5.
A yes 0.5.
There you go.
Why?
Because I'm merging both systems.
Yes 0.5. Where's the 0.5 come from, though? I'm being serious. Like, where's the 0.5 come
from? Like, okay, 0.9.
You give it a 5? I'm heavily confused here.
Well, when you figure it out, you'll know.
Okay. But why? What do you like about the movie? Why would you recommend for people to watch it? Why would you do, you know?
I mean, you watch it because it's basically the Bram Stoker version. They change up the names, change a little bit of it, but it's very similar, and it's, you know, as a historical piece, give it a watch. I'm not saying you have to watch every movie. I'm not saying go watch The Tramp or Modern Problems or whatever it was, Modern Times, just because, you know. But this one, if you're a fan of horror and you want to see where it comes from, give it a watch.
All right. Enjoy.
I'm going to give it probably the same thing. Yes, 0.9. Yeah, just pretty much all the reasons Vincent said and like the reasons we said throughout this recording. Yeah, it's just a very important vampire film. If you're into that stuff, definitely check it out. And even if you're not, give it a watch. I know that the idea of a silent film is not an exciting thought to like think about. Because even like my very first time watching silent films, it was like it took me a little while to like get into it. But then once I got into it, it's just a different way of watching a film. It's enjoyable. Yeah, it's a great film.
All right, I'm gonna give it a yes 0.9 as well. No lie. It's something that I honestly want to say, if you enjoy reading books, it's cool to like watch, like not because you like reading or anything, but yeah, kind of. But it feels as, because I know how many podcasts we've done like for silent films. This would be like the third one, no?
Something like that.
Like for the Nimmer Horror, this is the third one. Well, Nimmer Horror and a half. But yeah. We did Caligari. That was the first silent film we ever did. And we did that one as a 100-year anniversary in 2020.
Then we did another one. I can't think of what it was now.
It was the Lon Chaney movie. Mad Scientist. Was it Mad Scientist? Mad Scientist? It was a 1923 film.
Wait, was that the one that I wasn't on?
You were on that one.
Was it called Mad Scientist?
It wasn't Mad Scientist? Oh, The Monster.
Man-Made Monster.
Oh, okay.
No, that one's 1941, so it can't be that one.
No. It was Lon Chaney.
I think. I know that we did, but I can't think of which.
The Monster, 1925.
Yes, that's the one. It was a Mad Scientist movie. It was the first Mad Scientist.
Yeah.
The Monster, yeah. We did that one. That was the second one. And this is the... we're sharing this one with Jen, so... Okay. If anyone doesn't know, I'm on both podcasts, so I'm like the Infinity Stone that holds everything together right now. Some weird way. Even though they're both like, get the fuck out of here, Leo.
It's cool.
But the movie itself, it's cinematography. Yeah, thank you. It's a very hard word for me to say. It's good. I enjoy it. I think that's why the stills to this day work so well. It's like lighting could be a part of it, but it is what it is. My saying, you want to say it, but
that is your like phrase, your like catchphrase.
I had to throw it in there somewhere, right? Every episode has to have the damn saying.
You've already said it once before, so.
Well, it has to happen like 5 times. But, you know, the thing is, like, when you have the shadow, the image everyone always thinks about is the shadows going up the stairs. And has been used so many times. it's just lighting. It's something that even with, if it's the original music, if it's with Type O Negative music, it's whatever music it is, it brings a chill down your spine when the scene comes up. The thing is, people think, oh, it's, they're just saying something, or it's just a still or something. But when you watch it happen, Vincent, you can call me a liar, literally, or you can just be like, I didn't feel nothing. But did you feel anything when you saw that?
Yeah, I mean, it's evocative of what they're trying to, the creepiness and the scariness that they're trying to put into it. I always have viewed silent films as a crossover, or not. You consider movies really movies once they start talking and have their own soundtracks, and well, that's what I do. And then I consider silent movies kind of like a bridge. It's like theater on film, where, because that's what most of the actors were from theater, so they're portraying, they're using all their theater tricks to try and show the guy in the back of the theater or the woman in the back of the theater what they're feeling and doing. And that's why you can say, oh, it looks like they're overacting, but it's because they're trying to project the emotions. And that's how I've always seen silent films, is like a bridge. It's not quite theatrics, but it's not fully a movie yet, because they haven't learned all the camera tricks that they can do and all the backdrops. Well, I mean, they do have backdrops and stuff like that, but it's not as refined.
Yeah. Good way of looking at it.
Shit. Well, Vincent actually just gave out the greatest fucking...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I will go first to the recommendations. Because we do recommendations up in here. I would like to suggest people watch the 1925 The Monster with Lon Chaney. It's an episode that we have reviewed. I felt that movie was the first horror comedy, to be honest, that I've watched now. When I look back on it, there was a lot of comedic scenes in it. It's a lot of parts that were just like, what the fuck moments, but it were what the fuck funny moments. And but when you see Lon Chaney come into the scene, like into view, man, the man can steal the show with his horror, his presence, his facial expressions, everything was perfectly done on his part, and the horror just shows. So yeah, The Monster from 1925. Joey, what you got?
All right, so I was not prep per se to have a recommendation one for this one. I have a recommendation one for the next movie that we're going to talk about after this recording. And I was thinking about using it, but I was like, no, because that fits the other one better. Yeah. This one, I am going to go with a film that I think I might have recommended before, but I'm going to say it again. So if I have, whatever. And this is, you know, going with the theme of vampires, Dracula. I'm suggesting a different take on the classic Bram Stoker tale. It's called Dracula 3000.
I was about to say, please don't say Dead and Loving It.
This is the like Dracula story, but in space and in the year 3000. It stars Coolio, so you know it's going to be good, and it's in space.
So is he going to be like karate chopping, old boy?
He's his own, you know, brand. He's his own brand, you know. But check it out. I think it's on Tubi, I think. I'm not really sure, but like it always seems to be streaming somewhere. I like personally own it, so I don't search for it. But I see it like pop up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Vincent, you got anything to recommend?
Well, I'll go a little off script. I'll just go with a different silent film, one that I like. It's a Charlie Chaplin film called The Rink.
Hmm.
It's he plays a waiter and a roller skating enthusiast in the film.
Okay.
Going after a girl. And it's pretty funny. It's pretty, you know, decent story. So I like it.
All right. So you guys could find me at XX Lee. What was the name of that movie again? Hold on.
The Rink.
The Rink. Like Roller Rink?
Like Roller Rink, yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. Shit. I like the idea of that. Sounds like a very romantic slapstick comedy. Well, knowing Charlie, he's very slapstick himself. All right. Well, for social medias, you can find me at XXLeoXR2D2XX on Instagram. Vincent, where can they find you at?
You can find me at Elcid the First, ELCID the First.
All right. And Mr. Joseph?
Yeah. You can find me. You know what? I'm going to throw this out there. Come snap with me. Snap buddies. Let's be snappers. It's like snap this up. You can find me on the snap.
That sounds so perverted.
You can find me on the snaps. Joey from 3232. Come find me if you want to snap.
Are you going to leave a 1-800 number while you're at it?
It'd be a 1-900 number.
And also at Nimrod Horror on the IG.
All right. And for both respectable podcasts, we're going to go with Joey this time.
The Nimrod Horror Podcast, you can find it at Nimrod Horror Podcast, one word, on Instagram, Facebook. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's coming back, baby, just like the podcast did. So it's coming back, baby. So come on down, subscribe, hit that subscribe button, smash that like, because it's coming back, baby.
Hold on, I don't know. He just made me want to do like the Adam Cole.
Don't forget to hit that bell for the notifications.
Oh, yeah. Bell. Notifications.
All right, Vincent, where could they find that podcast at?
Well, you find Nimrod Generation on Instagram. Just search us up by that. Nimrod Generation, one word, podcast. Put that in there, too.
Yep. That's technically the NPU, the Nimrod Podcast. Universe.
Penis universe.
Yeah, whatever. What that's whatever Joy wants that to be. Are the 30-year-old podcasters doing anything?
I have no idea. We did record a episode in January. I don't know. I'm not the editor, so I'm not sure. But like, I think that should be out soonish. We did One Tree Hill.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna cross it over over here. We gotta rip all. We gotta rip it, dude. It's like cash. We gotta be like Cash Money, bro. We gotta be like.
Yeah, I think I'm soldiers for another podcast. So be on the lookout for that one.
The scoop is here.
Little teaser. Tease. Stop teasing me. All right,
guys. We all chunk and deuce. Chunk the deuce.
Latest. Yep. As for the Nimrod, we're going to do horror. We're going to do, what's that movie? Bad Candy next, y'all. So, watch out for that episode. Come in next episode. Bad Candy.
Bad Candy.